So this is November 10th. Your passion is your fate. So now I'd like to read you the koan, number 86, from the Book of Equanimity. So I'll refer at times during this talk to the whole of the story, which I read yesterday from Watson's The Zen Teachings of Master Lin Chi. So this case number 86 is called Lin Chi's Great Enlightenment. And it reads like this. Lin Chi asked Huang Po, what is the clearly manifested essence of the Buddha Dharma? Huang Po hit him. This happened three times. Lin Chi then took his leave and went to see Ta Yu. Ta Yu said, where have you come from? Lin Chi said, from Wang Po. Ta Yu said, what did Wang Po have to say? Lin Chi said, I asked him three times, what is the clearly manifested essence of the Buddha Dharma? And I got his stick three times. I don't know if I was in error or not. Ta Yu said, Wang Po is such an old grandmother. He completely exhausted himself for your sake. Then you come here and ask if you are in error or not. With these words, Lin Chi had a great waking up. So Lin Chi had been ordained and studied the precepts and monastic rules, and then the sutras and commentaries for many years before becoming a Chan student. During those early years, he noticed that many monks studied quite diligently, but none of them woke up to what the Buddha experienced when sitting under the Bodhi tree. He noticed that the monks, and this was true of himself too, were smarter and good debaters, but nothing fundamentally had changed. He followed the monastic rules impeccably. He dressed and bowed correctly. And he put on his robe at the sound of the bell, but only because he wanted to be on time for meditation. He looked around, inside and outside himself, and was not satisfied with what he saw, so he left. Eventually, he made his way to Wang Po's place. And as an aside, please read the Zen teaching of Huang Po, translated by John Blofeld, and then also read Sayings and Doings of Pei Chang, translated by Thomas Cleary. Pei Chang was Huang Po's teacher, and these small books make for fertile reading and also make obvious why Lin Chi was such an excellent teacher. He certainly drank from a deep and clear well. Lin Chi had a great passion to know himself. There are many folks who, after settling in a place, after settling into a practice or a job, or settling into a relationship and a lifestyle, would not leave it after a certain number of years. In some way, they've let their deepest desire, they've let their deepest passion fall asleep. They feel comfortable, settled, and maybe too old to shake everything up by starting anew. Yet Lin Chi did this very thing. This is an important point, I think, and not to be ignored. Again and again, starting with Shakyamuni, to Taishan, to Dogen and Hakuin, and to Aiken Roshi himself, there is a decided leave-taking If we only judge ourselves by the norms of society, this necessary leaving is an improbable task. If we hold to others' opinions, to their admiration and adoration, or if we simply hold to others' rules of normalcy, we become bound, entangled, and trapped. But if we can stay in touch with our deepest desire, and we each have that, if we can stay with our passion, then we can see past and through the arbitrary and neurotic rules and regulations that we impose on ourselves. And although there are many aspects and different ways to name our deepest desire or passion, at bottom, our desire is for intimacy. So Lin Shi did this very thing. He left his monastery. He left his friends. Oops, wait a second, I'm skipping ahead of myself. So although there are many aspects and different ways to name our deepest desire or passion, at bottom, our desire is for intimacy. Intimacy. Intimacy with the self and other. Intimacy with the self and the eagle soaring across the sky of our skull. Intimacy with the self and the bush tit calling from a branch of our own heart. Intimacy with your own inhalation and exhalation. With the moving from low to high tides. Intimacy with the full moving to new moon. That is our desire. That is our passion. And it was Lin Shi's also. And so he left his monastery. He left his friends and his livelihood. And he struck out again. He then came to Wang Po and was, as the story tells us, an exemplary monk who went about the day's activities in an earnest and straightforward manner. I suppose at Wang Po's, he could have talked of all he knew, for he was well studied. And he could have asked a different question each evening, because he was well versed in the sutras and commentaries. But he stayed quiet, and he practiced. And he practiced diligently and steadily, participating fully in all the day's activities. And here again is another point worth noticing. If we do not treat the entirety of the session day as practice, if we space out during kinhin and meals, if we chatter with our workmates or in our own heads during work period, if we begin to dream before we lay down to sleep, then our zazen will not be so good. Practice each activity mindfully. Be mindfulness itself. Be earnest and straightforward at each point of the session day. Keep your question close by and let it rise up at each transition in that day. Let each activity be a Dharma gate, opening to the vast and boundless space of this very body. Of this very place. This practice of mindfulness itself, will stabilize your zazen, and this will stabilize you in your own life. So the head monk had an eye on the earnest young Lin Chi, and he noticed something about him and sent him with a question to the teacher. This very thing also happened to Eiken Roshi after he had been studying and sitting zazen for over 15 years. The resident practice leader at Kokoan noticed something about Robert Eiken and directed him to talk to the teacher. It wasn't many years later that Eiken Roshi began to teach. So be diligent. Be steadfast on and off the cushion. So Lin Chi took the head monk's question to the teacher, Wang Po. And before he could say it in full, he was given the stick. Eiken Roshi translates the question Lin Chi asked as, "What is the clearly manifested essence of the Buddha Dharma?" Both Cleary in the Book of Equanimity and Watson in the Zen teaching of Master Lin Chi translate this line, "What is the true essential meaning of the Buddha Dharma?" This might be a minor nuance, but Wang Po's response, pow, fits more tightly with Eiken Roshi's translation. Cleary and Watson's use of the word meaning, what is the essential meaning followed with a hit, can certainly be confused as Wang Po is saying, there is no meaning. Let's stop the question right there. Eiken Roshi's translation allows the smack, the hit, to come alive, to be radiantly clear. What is the clearly manifested essence? What is it? This is actually a lovely question to carry around with you in your daily life. What is the clearly manifested essence in your daily life? What is it in each moment? It is the mailman saying hello. It is your partner giving you a hug or a shout. It is the crippling knots in a client's back. What is the clearly manifested essence? It's the hacking and cough of the person sitting right next to you. What is that clearly manifested essence? It's my voice. It's the yells and squawks of gulls and eagles. It's the roar of the jet and the chattering of robins and squirrels. And it's also the fears and woes of a nation as the economy becomes amorphous. Each the clearly manifested. But Lin Chi, even after three tries, was not able to shake his own self-centeredness and preconceived notion, and stayed stuck in ideas of good and bad. So he said, when the head monk asked him about his three tries with the teacher, he said, "I'm impeded by bad karma and can't grasp the essence in all this. So now I'll be going on my way." Fortunately, the head monk interceded, and Wang Po sent Lin Chi to see Ta Hu. On arriving at Ta Hu's, Lin Chi said, "I asked Wang Po three times, what is the clearly manifested essence of the Buddha Dharma? And I got his stick three times. I don't know if I was in error or not. So notice, an interesting shift has happened for Lin Shi in his travel from Huang Po's to Tai Hu's. When he left, he said, bad karma impeded my understanding. But now here with Tai Hu, he is expressing doubt. He's expressing the great doubt, saying, I don't know. I don't know if I was in error. So I don't know. I imagine Tai Hu's eyes lit up when he heard that not knowing. This not knowing wasn't the unknowing of passivity or dullness. With his not knowing, the world had begun to lose its reference points and associations. Lin Shi had begun to lose his reference points and his associations. He really didn't know. He had dropped ideas of bad karma or good karma, of being dull or sharp, of knowing and not knowing, and fell most deeply into the not knowing that covers all of that, all of those dualities. The personal may not yet have fallen away, but Lin Shi was staggering and shattering from Wang Po's three exclamations. So on seeing this, Ta Yu did not waste one moment, and he said, Wang Po, the grandmother, gave you every kindness. He exhausted himself for your sake. He exhausted himself means he gave up everything to be present in this very moment, to be mindfulness itself. Wang Po responded with his full self, inside and out, to Lin Qi's question. He showed everything. This exhausting yourself was his desire coming forth. This exhausting himself was his passion for intimacy. This type of exhausting does not lead to being tired or to being worn out or empty. But it does lead to displays of vibrancy, of generosity, and of tenderness. And it leads to activities of kindness and kinship. As one gives up over and over, more and more is available. This may sound illogical or unreasonable, but it is only illogical or unreasonable sounding in explanation, not in the experience. Huang Po exhausted himself. He gave up all he had and all he had been. He gave up notions of self and other, of good and bad, of right and wrong. And he came forth fully as himself. He came forth not showing the clearly manifested essence, but as that very essence itself. He exhausted himself just as this autumn exhausts itself fully with colors of yellow, red, and gold. He exhausted himself just as this autumn exhausts itself with skies filled with departing geese, swallows, and nighthawks, and with horses putting on thick, shiny coats. This was the passion of Wang Po, the passion of intimacy, cutting through the notion of bad and good karma that Lin Shi protected himself with. But still, it took another grandmotherly approach, that of the wordy Ta Yu, to completely crack Lin Chi open. So passion, but of another kind, which only Ta Yu could exhibit, is what sent the arrow white right through Lin Chi's heart. So right now, what is the clearly manifested essence of Buddha Dharma? Let your passion, the passion for mind and body, drop away. Let your desire, the desire for dropped away body and mind, let your desire and passion light your Dharma candle. Okay, thank you.